Hello.
Hello, my name is Shawnee calling with customer support, giving you a call back. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Hang on. Let me get in here and get my paperwork that I had. We have a Costco card, well, state card, I think, and we had a couple of charges on it that I don't know where they came from, and I just wanted you to let me know what it was.
Okay,
came
no problem.
Came from your business, okay?
May I please have your zip code?
88101.
Thank you. May I please have your first and last name?
Karen Snell, S-L-L.
Spell your last name for me.
S-N-E-L-L, Snell.
Okay, and your first name?
Karen, with a K, A-R-E-N.
Okay, allow me a brief moment just to search for your account.
A brief what?
A brief moment to search for your account.
Okay, now it may be under my husband's name. He is the one that pays for it.
What's
it may
name?
Be under Robert Snell.
Same zip code?
Ma'am?
Same zip code?
Yes, okay. Everything is the same address, except he has a separate card, and I have one too, so...
Okay, allow me a moment. Okay, I did locate an account under your name. For security purposes, could you please verify your address?
1424 CR17, Clovis, New Mexico. May I ask you a question? I called the number for exclusive hardware retail in Arizona. Is this who you are?
We are a third-party call center that handles many different products.
Okay.
I'm in Alabama, so.
Okay. Well, we have two charges on my credit card that I have no clue, and that's where they came from. Exclusive Hardware Retail, Arizona. Okay.
Okay. Well, just allow me a brief moment to pull up that information.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So I am showing on November 4th, you placed the order for, like, a kitchen set. And where you only was charged for shipping and handling, which was $7.95.
And what was it?
Like a kitchen set or some type of kitchen product. Let's see.
I have not ordered anything from any hardware store in Arizona. What's the next one? It's the same company on the 11th and the 9th. For $56.95.
Okay, so you're not aware of the terms and conditions, are you?
I'm not what?
Aware of the terms and conditions upon signing up for that product.
I didn't order anything. I didn't order this, no. I don't know what it is even.
Okay.
Can you tell me?
Yes. One second. Let me see if I can pull it up. So I did pull up the website that was connected to your account, and the website says claim your KitchenAid today. So basically,
oh, okay. You know what? That was a ripoff thing because it said it was free for a small amount, and I was stupid enough to think it was correct, and they haven't sent me anything. They
so
just charged me for
basically
it.
What that was an entry to win. I
yes.
pulled up the terms and conditions on their page. So it was an entry to win where you only pay for shipping and handling, which was $7.95. You had within 48 hours to call in and cancel, or you would have been billed in full for the $56.95 for the, it was like a membership or entry to win. All over again. So every month you would have been billed the $56.95.
Oh, no. So I want that canceled.
Yes,
can
ma'am.
You do
I can,
that?
yes, ma'am. I can definitely cancel it out for you. Just allow me a brief moment to do so.
Okay.
Okay, so I did cancel out that account for you. Would you like that cancellation
Okay.
code number?
Yes, please.
Okay, so it's C as in Charlie.
Okay.
262.
262.
507.
507.
639.
639. Okay. And you know, we just got scammed to the tune of about $2,000, and we had to have this credit card canceled, and we have a new one now. So this number on this statement is no longer valid for anybody to use. But that was such a ripoff, and I was stupid to even think it was something. It was too good to be true, and it's one of those things. So that was me being stupid. But I couldn't figure out what it was, so now
well,
you did it. I appreciate it.
Well, you're not stupid, because it happens to all of us.
Oh, I know it. And actually, this is what's so bizarre. Do you have a minute, or if you don't, I'll just shut up.
Go ahead.
Okay. I had an email that said, Geek Squad, you know, from Big Lot. No, not Big Lots. Anyway, it's from the computer company. And somebody had charged like $400 or something to the Geek Squad for a computer or whatever and insurance coverage on it, you know, whatever. And down at the bottom it said call. It had a customer service number, and I just thought I was actually talking to the Geek Squad. Come to find out, I was talking to the scammer. Oh, my gosh, he got information out of us. He wanted us to go downtown and get $3,000 out of the ATM. We don't even have a debit card or an ATM card or anything. And my husband finally caught on that we was talking to the scammer, and he was just screwing us again. It was really, I've never had that, and I hope I'm smart enough to catch on to these little things that say they're free, and then they turn out not to be free. So anyway, I thank you so much for helping me, and I'm hoping I have a better brain from now on. So can I exclude these from my bill? Is that how I do that, or what?
What do you mean?
It's on my credit card statement. So do I just not pay them, or what do I do?
You mean for the kitchen product?
Yeah.
So that's one of our, like I stated before, we are a third-party call center that handles many different products. So you would have to talk to us in that case. This is not a scam. And I do apologize that has happened to you. Now, as far as are you saying about a refund, or are you saying just your account canceled in general?
Well, you said I was going to be charged $56.95 every month or something like that.
Well,
that
it had already charged you for the end of trial, which was the $56.95. That's what you're seeing on your bill of the November 9th. So I went ahead and canceled it out for you, so you won't see any more reoccurring charges on your account.
But I have to pay this one?
Okay, yes. So you are asking about a refund. Okay, so due to you signing up and those charges were valid, I can offer you a 35% refund on that $56.95. But the question is, how would you...
Yeah.
How would
my credit card...
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so I just stuck my foot in it, didn't I?
Well, wait, because we also can send out a check of the refund as well.
Well, that would be great. Anything I could get back off of being not very smart.
Okay, so allow me a brief moment to speak with my manager about it.
Okay.
1 second.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for holding, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, the first process would be to try to refund you back the 35%. And as long as you still bank with that company, it should go back. So, you would allow it to take up to 35 business days. And if it doesn't, you can call us back. And then we can go for the check.
Okay, and see what it was on Facebook, and it was from Walmart, which I trusted, and it was a free mixer, and you just signed up for it. Well, that should have given me a clue that I probably wasn't going to win that. It didn't say anything about all this other stuff, so I'll try to remember that next time not to sign up for anything free. So you may or may not send a refund. Is that what it is? Is that what you're saying?
Well, either way, because I'm offering you a refund, you're going to get it. But it's just the first step. I'm going to issue you the refund of the 35%. If you don't receive it within 3 to 5 business days, give us a call back so we can actually go through the process and steps of sending you that in a check form.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you so much.
You're welcome,
but
again.
I still have to go ahead and pay my credit card this, don't I? Because that's a whole other separate thing. Yeah, I understand. Okay, I'd a lot rather go on Christmas shopping with it, but I'll get it done. So, thank you.
Well, thank you for contacting customer support, and you have a wonderful day.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.